This autumn, Harrogate is bringing back Rep Theatre. Three different plays over 3 weeks, all from one theatre company. We've been talking to Rachel Orty and Phil Stewart from Harrogate Theatre about the shows taking to the stage in September. But first, Rachel explains a bit more about the history behind Rep, or Repertory Theatre.
Rep was much more widely seen back in the day. I think it began really as an economic model. It was a cheaper way for people to create theatre, and it's a season of shows, so it's different titles, but all by one company, and kind of they follow on from each other. So obviously it makes financial sense for in the day when arts venues were struggling even more than today, if you can believe that, but it made a lot of financial sense. But it became quite a community affair because obviously the cast would be in the building for that period of time, and people that would come to the theatre would kind of hang out in the bar with them, and they became very much part of the community. So I think local sort of arts lovers and theatre goers really enjoyed that kind of Rep season where they could really feel part of the theatre and it all became one big family.
And it's sort of a comeback for Repertory Theatre in Harrogate, isn't it? Because we used to have our own Rep Theatre company.
Yeah, absolutely. We used to have the White Rose Players, which was a company that was set up at Harrogate Theatre back in the mid-1930s. And they performed, I believe they were the first weekly Rep companies in the country. And they performed many, many shows a year over a number of years until the 1950s, until I believe the theatre had a temporary period of closure. But it was quite a big thing for Harrogate back then.
Running from the 4th to the 22nd of September this year, the Rep Theatre season will feature three different shows. Phil from Harrogate Theatre runs us through them, starting firstly with Boeing Boeing, which Phil describes as a French farce.
Last year, my production company, Phil and Ben, brought a production of Don't Dress for Dinner, which was very successful at Harrogate Theatre. So we thought, let's open the Rep, when we decided to do the Rep, let's open the Rep with something by the same writer, because we know how well it went down. It's a really accessible bit of theatre that everyone come along to, and I thought it's got a slightly tarnished reputation in the 80s and 90s for being a bit smutty and a bit easy. This is a classic French farce, so it's not, you know, like that at all. It's very clever, very funny.
Following Boeing Boeing will be the classic murder story of Dial M for Murder.
Probably best known as an Alfred Hitchcock film, which is an absolute classic. I think it was a play first and then Hitchcock adapted it. Anyone who's seen the film, it's pretty much exactly the same. Fantastic plot that will keep everyone on the edge of their seat guessing right to the end, the very end.
And then to wrap up the 3 weeks, Noel Coward's Private Lives.
It describes a light comedy, but a comedy of manners, but it's about relationships and all that can go wrong and things that aren't said but are meant. Very funny, very funny, and absolute classic Coward. So hopefully something for everyone there and something that people may want to see more than one of.
So there's a real difference between the three plays. Do you have a personal favourite, maybe in terms of who you're acting in each one?
Well, I'm not in every one. We've got a company of nine actors, and some people are in one, some are in two, some are in all three. I'm actually in two. And so I really like the farce. It's just easy for anyone to watch and enjoy. So I really like Boeing Boeing out of the three. But all of them are fantastic plays.
So with three shows on the horizon this September, who can we expect to see involved?
Some new faces joining us as part of the Rep, but interestingly, probably mostly for the listeners, is that there's quite a few local celebrities getting involved in terms of our panto cast.
Oh, okay.
Some familiar faces. So we've got Phil Stewart, who's been the Dame in our annual panto, kind of on and off over many years. We've got Katie Dean, who actually Phil and Katie are now married, and they got engaged last year or the year before in Harrogate at panto time. So it's a really nice story. And Polly Lister as well, who is doing fantastic things across the country, but she is a frequent panto attender of kind of the past few years. So you may be familiar with some of those, but there's some new names as well, and some TV stars and West End stars, and a really nice high calibre cast.
Repertory Theatre, this is the first time it's been in Harrogate in almost 70 years. Do you feel the pressure, or are you excited to bring it back?
I'm excited. I think the time's right. I think that the three things that we're as producers, obsessed with is having the right play in the right theatre with the right cast. Now, we happen to have three right plays in the perfect venue for Rep. I don't know if any of the listeners have been to the theatre. It's a fantastic size. It's intimate enough, but it's big enough. The stage is fabulously well-appointed. You know, you can get big sets in there or little sets. The cast we put together, I can honestly say, they're all our first choice. There was no one we had to say, oh, they're dropped out, let's get someone else. All our first choice actors are doing all three plays. So it couldn't have gone any better for us preparation-wise. So pressure, yes, of course we'll feel pressure. We want it to be right. We know it'll be right. We just hope people come along, enjoy the first one, and then say, right, let's go and see the other two. It's better than sitting by the telly, isn't it?
So if people want to get some tickets to come and see one of these three plays or all of these three plays, how can they do that?
Yep, everything's online. It's all on sale. We have ticket deals. If you want to come and see all three, you can get a cheaper price per show on that. We've got a patron package as well for people wanting a fancier night out where you get a glass of fizz and a bit more VIP treatment. And yeah, check online. It's harrogatetheatre.co.uk or give our box office a call. They will be delighted to hear from you. And that is 502 116.
Perfect. Theatre and fizz. What more could you want?
Exactly.
Rachel, thank you very much.
Thank you.